The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord. I am always amazed by how much even a small injury or a minor illness can become a big problem. This weekend, my handsome, lovable, and somewhat clumsy husband, Eric, was at a retreat with his college students at Camp Allen, and he stepped the wrong way off of some stairs and twisted his ankle. It's really not a serious injury at all, but it's already proved to be an inconvenience, especially considering that he drives a stick shift, and that's hard with a sore ankle. But I can commiserate. At camp one summer, I broke my littlest toe. And you wouldn't think that you need that toe that much, but it turns out you really do. And having that toe out of commission really slowed me down in my work as a camp counselor, which of course involves chasing lots of children around and running and being on your feet. We often hear of professional athletes who are benched for weeks because of something that sounds relatively minor, a tweaked ligament, a slightly sore ankle, or one broken finger. Even amongst athletes whose bodies seem to be well-oiled machines, if one part of the body is off, their whole performance is affected. The body is an amazing organism, but it is also rather delicate and vulnerable. In order to fully function and thrive, all of our parts need to be working together. If even a toe or a finger is not up to snuff, it can throw off the whole rhythm of our day and keep us from doing the things we need to do or the things we love to do. In our reading from 1 Corinthians today, the Apostle Paul reminds us that it is the same with the church. One of Paul's favorite metaphors for the church is the human body. He says, "Just as the body is one and has many members, so it is with Christ. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it." No Christian is a Christian by themselves. It's not possible. We all are inherently part of the larger Christian community. We're individual members, but we all belong to the body of Christ, just like the ear and hand and stomach all belong to something bigger than themselves. And the church, just like the human body, cannot function at its best unless every single member is contributing and doing its part. We at St. Andrew's need every member, every person in the pews, to play their part. Every Christian, each baptized member of the body of Christ, is called to participate in the ministry of the church. Without the participation of every member, the church simply cannot function like it is supposed to, just like a body that has a sprained ankle or a hurt finger. We can limp along, but we can't run. We can crawl, but we can't dance. We can mumble, but we can't sing. And God wants this church to sing, to run, to dance, to not just survive, but thrive. For that to happen, every single member needs to play their part. We need your gifts, your experience, your wisdom, your talents. We need your enthusiasm, your presence at church, at Sunday school, on Wednesday nights, and Bible studies. We need your help. And I'm talking to each and every one of you. The Book of Common Prayer says that the primary ministers of the church are you, the people, the laity, not the priests or the paid staff. Our job is to support you in your ministries. The Book of Common Prayer also says that it is the duty of every Christian to work, pray, and give for the spread of the kingdom of God, and to take your place in the life, worship, and governance of the church. That means taking even just a little bit of your time and talent and sharing it with the church. Some of you are already incredibly involved in the life and ministry of this church, and you know how deeply rewarding that work is. Others of you maybe used to be more involved, but for various reasons have taken a back seat in recent years. If so, it's time to get off the bench and back in the game. We need you. And some of you may still be wondering how you can share your particular gifts and talents with this church community. The good news is that the possibilities are literally endless. If you have an hour a week or even half an hour a week or a few hours a month, we can put you to work. And I would love nothing more than to sit down and talk with you about how you can use your particular God-given gifts in this community. I promise you, if you give it a try, you will find that giving your time to the church is incredibly rewarding. It's exciting and satisfying to serve others, to help build the kingdom of God, and to grow in your relationship with Christ. You will meet people and make new friends and deepen your sense of community in this place. Let me tell you a story about my mom, Felicia. My mom has always been a churchgoer, but more of the casual kind of churchgoer. She would attend church most Sundays. She found the Eucharist very meaningful, and she loved the music. But she didn't really go any farther than that. She didn't sign up for any Bible studies or attend the Wednesday night program or help out with outreach ministries. She's a fairly introverted person, and she had a very full and busy life. But then she moved to a new church, to St. David's Episcopal Church in San Antonio, where the Reverend Lisa Mason is the rector. And Lisa was not shy about pushing my mom to get more involved. After my mom had been attending St. David's for less than a year, Lisa asked her to join the team that would run their capital campaign to pay off their new building. And this was no small side job. She was asked to lead the whole darn thing. It would be a lot of time and a lot of work. But, surprising even herself, my mom took a leap of faith and said yes. It was a year of hard work, with lots of evening meetings and some moments of stress and frustration. But my mom says it was the best thing she ever did. Now she feels like she doesn't just attend a church, she is part of it. She knows almost every single person there. She made new friends and deepened her relationship with God. And saying yes to that one opportunity has opened the door for her to say yes to so many more rich opportunities since. I know that some of you may be feeling like I'm asking you to put one more thing on your already very full plate. I know that life is busy. Trust me, I know. In our world today, everything moves at such a fast pace, and many of us are juggling multiple commitments to our families, to work, and to volunteer organizations. Young people these days are expected to participate in a million extracurricular activities on top of school. And with elderly parents and young grandchildren to care for, retirement is no longer the peaceful period it once was. This culture of busyness has saturated every aspect of our society. But Christians are called to be radically different from the rest of the world. We are called to resist the pressures and temptations of the world and to live instead as citizens of the kingdom of God, putting the call of Christ above all else. We are called to honor the Sabbath, to make time for rest and renewal and play and for feeding ourselves spiritually. So I'm here to tell you that if you're too busy for church, you're too busy. And if your children are too busy for church, they're too busy. Because participating in a church activity isn't just one more thing on your to-do list, one more thing that's going to drain you of your time and energy. Participating in church means participating in the very body of Christ. It's nourishing, it's renewing, it's strengthening. And yes, it's challenging, but it's challenging in the best kind of way, the kind of way that leads you to grow closer to God and closer to one another. So I ask today that you would take some time to consider how you are playing your part in the body of Christ here at St. Andrew's, and whether there might be an opportunity for you to do more for your church. Maybe it's helping with our awesome youth group. Maybe it's answering the phone at the front desk or doing maintenance jobs around campus or serving as a lay reader. As I've said before, the possibilities are endless and the need is real. So let's come together as one body and see what we as St. Andrew's can do.